What to do on a stormy day? Why not think about serving others? Jeff Tibbetts is on the KSRO live line. Recreation supervisor oversees the volunteer program. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad you're here. And come Monday, some people think of it as a holiday, others a day of service, Martin Luther King Jr. and a holiday on Monday. Let's talk about the day of service part of it. What if we want to be of service to our own community on Monday?
So yeah, we'll be having a park cleanup day Monday, January 21st, this holiday, from 10 to 1. We will be at MLK Park, which is on Henley Street.
That makes sense.
Right next to the fairgrounds, yes. So this is a day of service at the city. I tried to track down the history, talked to a few people who have been with the city for a while. Best we come up with, we've been doing it a day of service through the Rec and Parks Department for 10-plus years. This will be the fifth year. In 2015, we moved it to host it at MLK Park every year. So this will be the fifth year that we're out there. We really encourage, we kind of tie into the national MLK Day of Service. It's the slogan for it is a day on, not a day off, in memory of Martin Luther King. So this is our way in Santa Rosa to kind of contribute to that national honoring of MLK. Their goal is to continue to strive towards Dr. King's vision of creating a beloved community. So we really feel in recreation and parks, where we're striving to create community, it's a great way for us to contribute to a national effort and to honor Dr. King with a day for families and groups and organizations to come out and give back to the community and, again, honor Dr. King with a day on as opposed to a day off.
So what kinds of opportunities are available through the park system?
So we'll be focusing with this event on some landscape projects out there. We'll have some, you know, weeding projects, some pruning. We'll most likely have some wood chips to spread in different areas. But we also target the event for all ages and for everyone to participate. So we will also have things like litter pickup in the park, cleaning the playground, some things like that for everyone to contribute. We partner with different organizations that want to do things as well. So there's a Baptist church in the area that regularly sends volunteers out. Because they do a number of things in honor of MLK. We're also working with a Jewish preschool group, Bethany. Mm-hmm. It's also a Jewish holiday where they celebrate by planting trees. So we're trying to arrange for their group to come out and plant a tree in the park as well. So again, it's really just bringing the community together with a great day and to contribute and provide some service for the community.
And isn't it true, Jeff, that some of these programs, some of these opportunities for the community actually fill up?
Yes,
because there are so many volunteers.
Yes, we are very lucky here in Santa Rosa. I mean, that we have so much, so many people that are willing to give back and to volunteer. This is obviously an event in honor of MLK Day, but we do have events that go on throughout the year. I would do a little plug for our Volunteer Hub website, which is srcity.volunteerhub.com, and that is a website you can pre-register for events and you can sign up, but it also has a calendar. Even if you don't have an account with the website, you can see the calendar of all of our upcoming volunteer opportunities, which include other work days in parks, but it also includes our program staff with senior programs, youth programs, those types of things. If they have events or activities that are going on where they're looking for volunteers, they'll post those on there as well.
Hard to think about getting out into the park when it's we have this storm impending, but by Monday the weather's supposed to be perfect for it.
Yes, it makes it a little trickier for us to plan activities, but we've got a number of things lined up that regardless of what the weather conditions are, we will be out there and we will do whatever projects in the park the weather permits us to do.
And this is a great opportunity to bring your kids or your grandkids too, isn't it, and teach them a few things about service.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, it's all of our volunteer opportunities for, you know, we really strive to create an opportunity for families, friends, everyone to come out and gather and everyone to participate. Like I said, well, even if we have more extensive projects lined up, we always have something, you know, the little pickers and buckets that anyone can go around, or, you know, some rags and wiping down on the playground, sifting the sand in the playground, moving sand around. So there's always activities at any of our volunteer opportunities to encourage people to come out as families and have a day of service together.
Nothing wrong with having the kids get used to a little Zen activity either with raking that sand, right?
And they can always take a few breaks here and there and run around and have fun on the playground, too.
So. There you go. All right, Jeff, give us that website again for people to sign up to volunteer for Monday's Day of Service.
Yes, so they can sign up for Monday or any of our activities throughout the year. That is srcity.volunteerhub.com. And again, if they don't sign up ahead of time, we always have sign-in sheets at our events as well if they show up. But we do encourage people to pre-sign so we have an idea of how large the group will be and we can plan projects accordingly.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for letting us know about it. And it is coming up on Monday. No reason not to plan for it today or through the rest of this week. Jeff, appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Jeff Tibbetts, who oversees the volunteer program for Santa Rosa Parks and Recreation. And a lot of people, this is historically very, very well attended, no surprise, by employees here in Sonoma County. So we'll keep you posted on that.